This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Tracy, T-R-A-C-I, Hendershot, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-H-O-T, date of birth June 13th, 1976. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Ms. Hendershot with IgA nephropathy, diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and hypertension. Her last visit was December 13th of 2021. She's been able to lose 19 pounds over the last 6 months. She follows her diabetic diet carefully and limits portion sizes to do so. No hospitalizations or procedures, and she states she's feeling very well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema, no ulcerations. She has dyspnea with exertion, but none at rest. No cough or sputum production. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She's on the maximum dose of Losartan of 100 milligrams daily. And other routine medications have are unchanged. Physical exam. The patient is alert and oriented and in no distress. Weight is 235 pounds. Blood pressure 120 over 70. Left arm sitting. A recheck was 124 over 64. Pulse 88 and oxygen saturation 96% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no JVD. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. Extremities, non-pitting edema of the lower extremities, no ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 9th, 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.0. Albumin 4.2, calcium 8.9, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.3, intact parathyroid hormone 65.1, hemoglobin 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, IgA nephropathy with preserved kidney function, proteinuria, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension that is well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.